Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson, still living a life full of grapes. I'm like a Roman emperor, Luke. Still eating my grapes.
It's like when you don't get stabbed to death.
I just like, I'm very much a lover of food. It gives me a sensation, I suppose, in my mouth, so to speak. I don't care about the taste of it. I just want something to pop, burst, explode. That's why I like the bubble tea with the passion fruit popping candy.
Very
stuff.
Very nice. Yeah.
I just want something to explode. I love squeezing spots. I love filling carrier bags full of cottage cheese and just punching them. I love all of that normal stuff that us normal guys get up to. I love it. And I just want more grips in my life. And I'm shitting myself quite a lot.
Based on what we talked about on Thursday with the fraud stuff, I just don't think any fraudster's confident to take you on.
I think, I think the banks never bother ringing me anymore saying that something weird's happened to your account. Like, you're doing what? You've paid $4,000 to someone in Japan? Yeah, it's fine. That is
they probably would call you
fine.
if it stopped.
Yeah. I was buying nappies or something.
You haven't bought £600 worth of Nando's for a while? Is everything okay in your account?
I've got a black card. It's like, no, you've got a black credit card, Peter. That's different. You have to pay for that stuff.
We just noticed that someone on your account appears to have taken out a gym membership.
Get out, yeah. Do you remember like the Nando's black card being a big thing? I think they still exist, but I think they've become the preserve of very, very well-off people Matt Dyson from XFM had one, and my God. Because he is like a world-class... he can get freebies. Or like, he can just get any freebies. The guy loves a freebie. He's very good at getting them, and he has been for a very, very long time. And he had, when they first started that scheme, a black card at Nando's. And, oh, God, we had a couple of nights out in, like, Covent Garden Nando's. And we must have spent, like, £150 in cocktails. Like, we weren't, like, eating all that much food, but they had a bar. So we were just absolutely rinsing the cocktails. I mean, they tidied up that loophole very, very soon.
Oh, yeah, because you're the exact kind of reason why it doesn't happen anymore.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, got to get it done now, because tomorrow, it's better £10 in the hand today than £100 tomorrow, that's what I say.
Speaking of grapes, you know that people take grapes to people hospital. Who are recovering in hospital because they've got an anaesthetic quality.
Is that true? What, it calms you down? Is that what I'm supposed to say all the time?
There's some kind of chemical in grapes that gives, I think it's very mild, but like a mild anaesthetic quality, which is why you feel good when you eat them.
Is that like, is this like, are they retconning just people bringing grapes to people in because they last for ages and they stay... pretty
well. I thought
okay.
It was originally that and they're easy to eat and all the rest of it, but actually a lot of it's to do with the anesthetic quality of them. And the only
am
other
I addicted
fruit
fact, am I a fentanyl head just absolutely smashing
maybe.
Back as many grapes as possible.
And pineapple is the only fruit that eats you as you're eating it as well. Do you know that?
Have we not talked about this recently? Oh no, I think I might have. I bought a new mobile phone and it only has like a fingerprint reader, and I think I've started losing my fingerprints. I can't open it.
What's that got to do with it?
It was because my point was that I might have been, because pineapple pickers don't have they reportedly don't have any fingerprints because it rubs them off. It's an apocryphal kind of urban myth, but I think because of the is it acids? I guess it's acids, isn't it?
It's called bromelain. It's the enzyme that kind of
eats your skin, right?
Mouth, but apparently the old fingerprints thing is a myth.
All right. Oh well, never mind.
I mean, that would be really weird, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be a real problem.
If you dry your hands, if your hands are too dry, like, I can't get them off it. My fingerprints are completely unreadable, which is annoying.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Should start doing some burglaries.
Yeah, I'm not the slender man. I'm the forgotten, the grey man. I could be anyone, couldn't I? Brilliant.
I'll tell you that a while back, I've got a friend who's like the grey. I've got a mate who he doesn't work, as far as I know, in any kind of spycraft industry, but he is quite a senior administrator,
right?
At quite a big, well-known company, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he's a lovely fellow. He's one of the funniest guys I know. But he's like outwardly the straightest guy you will ever meet. Like, he always wears like understated smart clothes, nicely dry cleaned, kind of longish coat, and he has like a pretty generic briefcase and a really almost like very, very normal pair of glasses. And he is exactly what George Smiley would be like in real life. But it's amazing how you'll be in a pub with him. And so you go to the toilet and come back. And I mean this in like an amazingly positive way. I know it sounds like I'm digging him out, but I'm not, because he's a great guy. Like, you would never notice he's even there. He could do such an amazing job as a spy.
Oh.
But he's the grey man. He is the grey man at all times.
Why
stand
is he the
grey anyway.
Yeah, I just... Would he be the first to admit that? That's what people say.
Oh, I always call him George Smiley.
Big, cleaning his glasses with the thick end of his tie. Brilliant.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Although he doesn't wear a tie, because that probably would stand out these days.
Yeah. I like to think that I would have the... certainly not the demeanour, but I have the looks of it, of a grey man who could be the perfect spy.
No, you're too extroverted with your clothing choices.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, yeah, but if I didn't do that and just wore normal clothes, I think that would be absolutely fine. But I just think as soon as I'm tested, I would start to sweat. Panic.
Crumble.
Run. Just absolutely crap. I've never been tested, Luke. Never been tested.
How would you be tested, do you think? What's the likelihood of... How does that manifest itself?
I don't know. Former Yugoslavia. I'm in Yugoslavia. It's back in the day. I'm in Yugoslavia.
Right.
I'm here to...
I'm liking this.
I'm heading for a dead drop. And if I remember my spycraft books from when I was a child... a lot of spies, they take bricks out of walls and they hide bits of paper in the mortar between the bricks.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to grab a bit of paper, but a contact for the Russians has found me. And
it'd be the
he's got a gun under his he's got a gun under the under his big coat, and he says, "Come with me, sir." And then I immediately spin round, shit my pants, get on my knees, and cry. And that's the end of my spy.
No,
turns out he wasn't very good at this.
No, he thinks it's a double bluff and he just lets you go.
Yes.
He's like, no spy would act like that. He can't be a spy.
No spy would do. Like, could you just out... You know, like, if you're approached by, like, a lunatic, you just out-loony them and you get away with it. Like, if I just started doing fucking air guitar or something.
So I had a friend that... uni when I went the first time, who lived in the hall room opposite me in the hall's residence, who was an absolute psychopath. He was a good friend. I like him still. He's a really good lad, but he's mental. And
none of your colleagues ever get reviewed. The grey man, the psychopath, just everyone they never get reviewed well, do they?
I'm just trying to describe them for people's
okay.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to you know, give people a picture. I'm not doing it in a negative way. It's
right.
Illustrative, that's all it is.
No.
And you know me. There's no way I would say this to everyone else and not say it to them anyway.
No, because, and also you would always say, you repeatedly on the show do say, I can't say that because he's not here to defend themselves, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy's a storm on psychopath, sounds like.
So, yeah. And I think I am also very kind of generous in praise for people to their face as well. I never feel awkward about saying that. You're fucking brilliant at that. You've done really well. Mm. Or I love how you do this. I'm kind of an equal opportunities insulter, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So this guy, he liked fighting. And the reason he was a psychopath is because he's the only person I met who actively liked to fight.
Yeah. It's just
most
a guy who
kind of
had like a cut on his head. Had come back from university and he was like, he'd been in a big fight and they were kicking him in the head.
Yeah, the pillowcase stuck to his head with blood.
Yeah, the pillowcase stuck to his head
and they had to help him soak it off in the sink.
Yeah.
And that was troubling to me. But to him, it was like great
fun.
Is that
the same psychopath?
Yeah, but he, right. His one piece of advice he genuinely gave to me once was that if you're surrounded by people and you're outnumbered, you know it's going to go off, grab the nearest person you can and bite them in the throat as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Because then they'll think you're mental and then they won't want to fight you. And I was like, yeah, but you will be mental if you do that.
Yeah, I mean,
you're occupying the thing that you're pretending to be there.
Luke, I mean, we're talking about people who are mental. Like, you said that on the last show.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, you start stuck
with
I'm
loving Lukey Dad Brain. It's very enjoyable.
Listen, it was big news actually in the Luke and Pete Show community, people. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but if you look at a photograph that our friend Greg sent us in the document that we very generously call a running order,
Has
spotted a guy. He's not been more geographically specific than in the southwest London area.
Oh, yeah.
He spotted a exactly identical Toyota Century to yours parked outside a cafe.
Parked outside a cafe? What are they having the whole... Where is this picture? I can't find it in the runner.
It's from Greg. Is this Pete I spotted in southwest London or is it a rival Yakuza boss?
Well, I am the leader of the Yamaguchi clan.
So it's quite disappointing for you to see that, isn't it?
Why is that disappointing?
Because I thought you wanted to be, you want to be special. You always want to be unique. All your decisions are informed by you trying to be a bit of exceptional.
You know what? I'm looking at that. It's a good example of the form. I imagine that the wing mirror hasn't been abused with sort of what looks like, I think, Glazer's putty that the man in Southampton fixed it with. It's a good example of the form. The paintwork looks absolutely spotless. 10 out of 10. And it's outside a cafe called Cafe Galleo. What I like about... sort of Italian, maybe Greek cafes in London is that you can get a chicken escalope at any time of the day. And they're always dry and they're always absolutely cooked within an inch of its life. And it's always a bit brown. But you could walk into any cafe and order a chicken escalope because they're just always there.
They put them in sandwiches as well.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice. I like it.
Nowhere else do you see that available for purchase, really.
Well, it's just kind of like you get, like, there's just nothing really that fancy. Like, you just have your normal kind of lamb and mint sauce kind of sandwich filling, and then you've just got a stack of escalopes for no good reason. And they're just drying out, and they're miserable.
You can always
get them. Still buy them. I'll put them in with my lamb and mint sauce. I'm a lamb and mint sauce sandwich man from that place, for some reason.
What Italian cafe are you talking about?
Just any. There's one over the road from Highbury Islington Station that I sometimes go to. Yeah, I like to support that because like it's in a really busy area. There's never anyone in. So you've got
a Waitrose next door. You've got a Sainsbury's. You've got Pret. Yeah. You've got everything, haven't you? I'll tell you what. You've got Benita's, which is like an independent place just down the road, which is very good.
Is that the one with the bread? And I think I bought some homemade piccalilli from that.
You may have done. It's like a family run place. They're doing so well. They're doing so well. I always get my hair cut in the same place, and it's a little bit more expensive than anywhere else. But I like the people in there. It's a nice family-run place. There's a lady and her husband and their son, and they run it together, and it's good service. You're supporting a local business. I don't mind it. I prefer that than going to some generic chain.
You just get something different, don't you? Because like you just get the same thing everywhere these days. Everything is the same all of the time, and I don't know, man.
One of the things about... Yeah, it's all homogenised now, but one of the things
about... Have some lemon pistachios.
Oh, well, speaking of that, I found another pistachio shell this morning in the office.
How do you know it was me?
It stank of lemon.
You don't know that. You didn't lick it. You didn't detect... You didn't, like, run a piece of chalk around it, like a crime scene.
You're like
one of those little yellow poster boards.
You're like the wet bandits. I mean, you're calling signs pistachio shells wherever
you go. The problem
is,
you try and be careful. You try and be careful, but they are quite playful the way they carry themselves. Old pistachios.
I just think that it's if someone said to me, "What's it actually like working with Pete Donaldson?"
Pistachios.
That's the answer.
Access to pistachios.
Yeah,
anytime.
Pistachio shells wherever you go.
He's always got something in his bag.
I think there's going to be a problem with the studio at one point.
Pistachios.
And we're not going to get to the bottom of it. And someone's going to take some kind of panel of something, and in there's just going to be a couple of pistachio shells.
Well, it's like, the engineer's going to be called in, and it's like going, like we're saying, the sound of the podcast, they all sound pistachio-y. And he's like, because there was that bloke who brought a computer technician round to his house, which is risky, because like you could get punched in the face. And he was a big guy, the computer technician as well. And this guy had filled his PC with like beans. And he went, sorry, this computer isn't working. And so the guy opened up the side of his PC and it was just full of beans.
It's a nice gag.
It is a nice gag, but I mean, yeah, it's kind of...
Did he film it?
Yeah, of course he did. But the guy was like, someone's put beans in this?
Quite weird behaviour.
It's quite weird behaviour, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's no different to some of the Ramble Live videos you've made.
Yeah. No. I've decided no.
Yeah, but the only difference is yours are animated because you haven't got the strength to do it in real life.
That would never, but I would never bother anyone else. I would just basically, I'm scared of everyone else, so I would only use friends, colleagues, or countrymen.
Speaking of friends, colleagues, and countrymen, should we have a break? And then when we come back, there's another vasectomy email.
They're coming in. They're coming in. They're getting cauterized and then they're pulling out again.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Luke and Pete Show with your host, Luke Moore. He's got an email about a cock.
Is it about a cock?
It's about a cock's friend. His two testicular friends.
Yeah. You going to keep this up?
No. No, I am not.
Okay. So Ben's been in touch and he says, hi guys, long time listening to The Ramble, but I've only just started on the Luke and Pete Show, so my sincerest apologies for that. Listen, better late than never, Ben. You're very welcome here. He says, imagine my joy getting a few episodes in and there being chat about vasectomies. Finally, a subject I can contribute to. I lost my snip plates a couple of years ago, a few years after the birth of my second child. It was a much more pleasant procedure than I'd imagined. A 20-minute in-and-out job that was slightly surreal but wasn't painful in the slightest. The information about the tight pants was very helpful, but I was given some extra details about what I had to do afterwards. I was told that I had to wait a week to 10 days before I started to empty the tubes a minimum of 24 times over the course of the following 3 months. I
then had to send a sample in the post. So how many is that? How many is that? Like, that is...
Well, 1, 2, 3 days, isn't it? Something like that.
Is it? Oh, yes. Cutting down everything. Right.
He said that I then had to send a sample in the post so they could determine whether there was any sperm present in the semen. As my procedure was towards the end of November, I joked with the doctor and nurse that I might as well get an advent calendar and at least get a chocolate after each time, which actually brought quite a decent laugh from them both. Always pleasing.
Right. Yeah.
There is a very professional environment. Very pleasing.
I tried my testicle. Remember when we got Sammy's balls off and I would say to anyone who would listen, I sort of said, I might get mine off. as a joke. Yeah. And like, and 99 times out of 100, people laughed. Did it in the street last week. They just looked at me weird. And I was like,
too intense, I think.
I'm just talking about my balls with people who I don't know.
And what you shouldn't be doing is taking the balls out before you make the joke.
That's well, then they know I'm lying and I'm just showing my balls off.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Totally. I haven't had them done. Look. And then whip them out. You can't do that. And then Ben says...
I've written, it's just a joke on them. It's just a joke.
Really small font so they have to look really closely to see it.
Yeah.
Ben says, the more I thought about it, the more it seemed like a great idea. So I ended up getting an advent calendar and gave myself a little reward after every ejaculate. I highly recommend it for anyone who's going to have the snip. What I don't recommend, though, is going to a football game 2 days after. As a Watford fan, I thought I'd be safe from having to jump up and down too much as it was a Man United coming to town. Fast forward to the end of the game, we'd won 4-1. We had a retaken penalty in among that, and it turned out to be one of the only exciting games of an otherwise dull season that culminated in relegation. Keep up the cracking work of keeping me entertained in my posty rounds. Your dulcet tones genuinely help me walk in 10 miles a day and make it slightly more bearable. We've got a lot of posties listening to this show, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
But advent calendar per wank, interested or no?
Wash your hands first, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, because, white chocolate only, that kind of fit with the theme, I suppose. I mean, the way that you sort of like have to sort of pump and dump, so to speak, to kind of get your pipes sort of cleaned of any sort of, like 24 times, just seems like a very specific number.
Add the crop of that number.
Yeah, and like 25, too much. 23, not enough. Like it just seems...
What, you've only had 23 wanks? Well, good luck.
Drop trow.
Good
drop
luck.
Trow right now. But like, yeah, it's like an oil change a little bit, isn't it? It's a little bit like getting under there and changing the oil.
But you don't get a video like you do at Aldi.
You don't get a video like you do at Aldi, no.
Well, if you do, it's up to Aldi, you, but don't send it around. Yeah. David Rowlands, there's an email here from David. He says, hi, Luke and Peter. First time emailer, although I did email into the Ramble before to give Pete some jip. And it got me entered into the Dean Windass Hall of Fame.
It's good stuff.
After the discussion about the barber photos on the last ep, that's when I talked about how a friend of mine was a model and he signed away all his rights to a barbershop photo. And they're in every barbershop and he sees them all the time.
I drove past the barbershop down the road and I took the picture of the picture that was very famous in our household. That guy there, it's that fella there.
Oh, yeah, I reckon.
He's very sort of like 80s look to him.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Well, look, this email's on the same theme. He said, David says, look, I thought I'd direct you to a story about the US office and Inglourious Basterds star BJ Novak.
Yes.
In short, Novak now has his picture on random products all over the world due to it being available on a public domain website. And he shows the link and you can see him on
the range of
electric razors.
Uruguayan face paint. And it's got BJ Novak's face and he's got the flag of Uruguay over it.
So annoying.
Face.
He's also a poncho in Los Angeles, apparently. He plays Ryan in The Office, doesn't he? If you guys know that show.
Yeah, he used to go out with... not Kimmy Schmidt. God, I watch this show every fucking night. But yeah, he's
the one who comes back in like a more senior position. They don't respect him, right?
He becomes a sort of prodigy in corporate.
That's right.
And then he gets fired for defrauding the company. And then he comes back after working a bowling alley. And then he launches a app called Woof. And then what else does he do? Does loads of stuff.
Don't tell people the whole plot of the series, Pete.
Why?
You're terrible for this. It's like Game of Thrones all over again.
It's 2013. It's like 10 years ago, for crying out loud. If you not watched The Office?
But people might like to watch it without getting like a... What are you doing? Read
Michael
the whole
Scott
script.
Dies. Michael Scott dies. Bye.
It's like Game of Thrones all over again.
Yeah.
Mate.
It was a good one last night. It was when the next set of bosses start getting introduced, which I quite like. I do like the bosses after Michael Scott. I'm quite rare in that.
Yeah, okay.
Will Ferrell. When Will Ferrell gets introduced,
Will Ferrell's not really making anything worse, is he?
No, but I think people were so into Michael Scott, there were very few people, and they didn't do a lot of stunt casting. But Will Ferrell, that could have been terrible, but it is quite funny because he had an eating disorder in his he had a bash on the head and he went mad. So
there you go again.
What?
Stop telling everyone you're pathological with this. Stop telling everyone everything that happens in TV shows. The best ever, but the thing that cracks me up with Will Ferrell more than anything else is that outtake reel of him. I forget what film it is now, but it's with two racing drivers and he's standing between them going, I feel it in my plums. That one. It's so fucking funny. It's always
so funny.
What was it?
Speed or something? I can't remember now. It was Talladega Nights. Yeah. There you go. Good stuff.
And there's also one of the other videos I always return to time and time again is there was like a limited series called Off Script, and it was sponsored by Grey Goose Vodka on YouTube. And one of the episodes is presented by Jamie Foxx, and his guest is Denzel Washington.
Right.
It's just fucking amazing. Mm. It's just so fucking funny the whole time. Like, Jamie Foxx is doing Denzel Washington impressions. And Jamie Foxx says that before he was famous, he saw Denzel Washington, who of course was massively famous at the time, and ran up to him because he loved him so much and grabbed him. Apparently he maintains that Denzel Washington did like a kung fu on him to fucking get him off him. It was like really embarrassing.
Yeah, well,
and Denzel Washington's like,
why
I remember that. I know a little bit. You know,
he doesn't remember. He
anyway,
doesn't care.
Dave finishes the email by saying, "Also, I once met you both outside Wembley when Sunderland lost to Manchester City. I think that was probably in the League Cup final a number of years ago. And I told Luke he was my favourite, and I told Pete that I hated him, and it's haunted me ever since. I don't hate you, Pete. You just say mean things about Sunderland sometimes. I might have to bray you a little bit to get back at you. Peace.
Well, watch out, mate. I've already put the kung fu on you. Don't worry about it."
Yeah, exactly.
Come at me, you best not miss, because you did miss, because you ran. But ran away.
If he just came up to you and said he hated you and ran off, is he one there?
I think anyone who comes up to me and says anything to me is not going to get any physical violence, because I'm very small and scared of everything. And also, if he even tried some physical violence, he'd win, because I find the technicals of fighting very difficult.
Every time you see a fight...
I don't want it enough. I'm not competitive. I like it. Like, fighting is the ultimate competition. You've really got to want it, haven't you? You've really got to want to have a fight. I don't think the defending yourself law should exist, because if you're defending yourself truly, you don't want the fight, so you shouldn't be able to win. I don't think
it's
so.
It's like
anyway.
That famous Special Forces guy who did one of those interviews, and he says the best, most potent weapon you've got in a fight is your feet. Use them to turn around and run away as fast as you can. Because nothing good can come out of fighting in the street with someone you don't know.
Yeah,
and
but he's a hard knock.
Yeah, but he says that. He says, people expect me as a Special Forces guy to get some kind of death grip out, put someone on the floor. But I don't, as a Special Forces guy, I don't like to go into situations where I've got no control.
Yeah, but your girl's watching.
The only thing that made that clip of that guy
your
better.
Your girl's watching. Right?
Do you know what? The only thing about that clip of that guy saying that better, because it's done with this amazing music and he looks really hard and he's got his beard and stuff. Yeah. It's just some like beta cuck guy to walk
to
up
give
to
him,
him
a slap
and just really badly punch him in the face.
Yeah.
And
give
just
him a backhander.
Yeah. But you know, most fights in real life, when you see them, they last about 10 seconds and they are embarrassingly bad.
You see, like, even, like, there's this underground fighting network where they're just blokes who will have a scrap in the street and they film it like it's the UFC or something. And these lads, they're in the business of fighting. And, like, I think you see one punch gets connected and one eye goes up like a fucking, like you wouldn't believe. Mm. And then it's like, oh, I feel sleepy now. Because most fights, nobody ever connects with punches.
Do you remember
it's
the Kimbo Slice videos?
Over. I remember Kimbo Slice, the late great. He got his ass handed to him in UFC, didn't he? Like, it's weird, isn't it? Street fighting is quite...
People in random backyards for a couple of grand, he was frightening.
Yes, yeah.
One then, fight in UFC against a retired policeman, he's
less
getting
frightened.
Yeah, that's the level.
Funny,
that
isn't it?
That is the level.
Why is that?
Because you know why? Because those big guys, they gas bad.
Yeah.
It's knackering fighting.
It is tiring.
There was an amazing incident where... there's a guy called Bernard Hopkins, who's an amazing boxer, right? Mm. And he's got the world record for the oldest world title holder as a boxer, right? Mm. Oldest world champion. He was 46 when he won the belt, right? Which is ridiculous given how competitive boxing is. And all the way in the build-up to the fight, he's fighting this guy, I think he's in his early, mid-30s. And the entire build-up of the fight, the guy was saying, "You're too old. You can't stick with me. I'm a younger man. You're over the hill, granddad. Get out. You know, get beyond it. Forget it, kind of thing." And not only did Bernard Hopkins win and won the title, after the seventh round, when they're knackered and they go and sit in the corner and have their corners talk to them and put Vaseline on them, he just stays in the middle of the ring doing press-ups in between the round, and then gets up straight away again and keeps fighting him, and he beat him.
He's
an absolute
I like
flex.
It.
It's a flex.
Like that.
Yeah, he's a big bad boy.
Big
nasty
bad boy.
Bastard.
Big nasty bastard.
You've got to be. Right, on that note, Peter, I can see the clock ticking over and I think we should get out of here. Thank you very much if you emailed and then we read it out. Thank you very much if you emailed and then we didn't read it out. We may get to it some point soon. We will be back on Thursday. You will know us by the trail of pistachio shells and we will see you next time. Say goodbye, Peter.
Baudelaire.
That's goodbye from me. Don't forget, hello at lukeandpeter.com for your emails, at Luke and Pete Show for your Twitter and Insta, and at The Luke and Pete Show for the TikTok. Lots of extra content on there, lots of stuff involving actually seeing us as well as hearing us. So if that's your thing, get yourself over there. If not, no worries. We'll call it quits and we'll see you next time.
I got all grapes in my mouth.
Got four grapes in his mouth.
Luke, react, Luke.
Bye!
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.